Welcome back to the world's last podcast. This is going to be kind of a special episode. Feels like I do one of these every series. A question comes up. I have to talk about the end of the world. I know it's repetitive, but there are a lot of young listeners, and I think this is a question from one of them. I know it's repetitive, but I have to go through what we know in order to answer Eric B., who writes, I've heard my mom and some other olds talking about throwbacks. Like when I found some old shoes or something called a radio, they'll say, oh no, there's another throwback. When I ask them to explain it, they say maybe when I'm older. I don't know what they mean. I get older every second, and God only knows how much older I'm going to get. Well, let's try to hope for the best, Eric. They say the same thing about sex. Is throwback something to do with sex? Can you explain what a throwback is? Well, Eric, I don't know how old you are, but you're definitely older now than when you wrote to me. Time still works the same. So, I can tell you what a throwback is. It doesn't have anything to do with sex, but like sex, it's harder to explain than you might imagine. You have to know something about the way we lived before. Our old system was sometimes called consumerism. Consumerism was maybe not the best way to live. I don't remember all the alternatives. I know there was theocracy. That's where instead of buying things all day long, which is what we did, you prayed all day long. Like, instead of buying a coffee milkshake or going to a strip club, you would ask God to make it rain. Was that better or worse? I don't know, but the people who lived under theocracy, they certainly seemed attached to it. All those wars didn't change their minds about it. And there were even people in what used to be our own country who wanted to live that way. But they never put together a majority. Most people wanted the option of getting a divorce or being a Wiccan. So we lived with consumerism. And was it better or worse? I don't know who would be in a position to judge. Anyway, it's what we had, and I didn't see a way to praise or blame it. It was fine, but it had its problems. I don't mean the real problems, like pollution and waste and finite resources. I mean there's a limit to what people want or need to buy. We had to keep inventing new needs or desires. And that usually involved selling something that couldn't be had. For instance, a chance to buy back time, to buy back your past. The idea was you could have a piece of your childhood or your adolescence without the feelings of terror or awkwardness of being a child or a teenager. You could touch a piece of your youth, like an actual physical thing. You know, your favorite tennis shoes, but now they're in adult sizes. Or you find out that gum that you used to like has come back after 25 years. And that allowed you to forget your steady, unfaltering march to the grave for however long the experience lasted. Now, the ultimate throwback was something called OK Soda. The ultimate throwback. Ultimate means last, but it didn't mean last. In those days, it meant the best. But it did turn out to be the last throwback. But nobody was expecting it to. Of course, it would be something ridiculous that put an end to it all. If only it had been something serious, like a cure for cancer or an artificial kidney. Or even if it had been a better soda, like Coke. Or a more dignified soda, one with a title, like Mr. Pibb. Or one with professional credentials, like Dr. Pepper. But it wasn't. It was just okay soda. I'd never even had one. I only remembered it as a marketing phenomenon. I mean, when it came out, I knew about the way it was supposed to be sold. From what I read, it was just a bland-tasting soda in gray cans with pictures of cartoon teenagers hanging around abandoned factories. It was supposed to appeal to teenagers like me, whose future was not going to be as good as their parents. Everyone knew, even then, that the future wasn't going to be that good. I haven't told you about the music from that period, but it was pretty grim. But I liked it. So this soda was meant to appeal to us by admitting how terrible life was and was going to be. We were supposed to drink our own misery. I guess it was a kind of, like a homeopathic remedy. Apparently, it didn't work, like other homeopathic remedies, because the stuff was never distributed nationwide. Nevertheless, that terrible soda from those terrible days stuck in my memory. When they brought it back, I was determined to have some. Even though that past hadn't been great, I still wanted to recapture it. I mean, that's the only past that I could be nostalgic about. I didn't have very much nostalgia for any time before my own, because I wasn't alive then. So, this was consuming a past that never really existed. I thought it really might be the ultimate throwback, meaning the best throwback, meaning really the worst throwback. And this time the advertising for it was kind of a throwback too. The line was, "Now in the all-new Stay Fresh can." The can kept your soda carbonated indefinitely. You could open it, you could leave it out for days, but once you got it and you shook it, you would still find the bubbles you wanted. And I guess you know how the cans did that. Nanites. The cans were all lined with a new kind of nanite. They formed a barrier, somehow, that kept the bubbles in. I don't know how it worked. I had heard of nanotechnology, and to me, it seemed as scary as every other kind of technology. So I wasn't going to be the first person to try this new kind of soda can. Of course, I never got to try it at all. The first transformations started around the plants that were making the cans. Once they got to the store shelves, and once they were stacked in garages, well, I mean, we're living the end of that story. So far, it's not the end of our story. So that's a throwback, Eric. If the adults around you don't want to explain all that, it's probably because they don't want to bore you. But I don't mind. This is the world's last podcast. You know, it'll be a long time, if ever, before we get back to buying and selling imaginary things. In the meantime, we have the Whisperers. They always have a special offer for us. They seem to know your weakness, don't they? Don't you ever feel lonely? Don't you wonder what other people really think about you? Wouldn't you like to share your experiences instantly without having to take a camera everywhere you go? And don't they offer that other thing, too? That sense that comes to you sometimes at night? That thing that comes to you just before you fall asleep, when you're between this world and the dream world. And there's that sense of meaning, that feeling that everything has a meaning, the way it does in dreams. That feeling that just slips away as you enter that other world. They say you can have it all the time. And I think it must be harder for those of you who don't remember before. If you don't remember being lied to 24 hours a day, you might just give in. You might not know that the thing you get never looks like the picture. I sometimes wonder how we'll hold on to any of you if we can't pass on our deep, deep cynicism. I have more election news this week. It's not all new. Some of it is about what I said last time. Listen, I was trying to keep you from getting confused about voting, but it seems I was somewhat confused. When you register to vote, you will be given 2 marbles for each voting issue. Some of them will be clear, and some of them will be solid. However, the solid ones will not be, as I said, ice creams. They will be made of metal. We call those steelies. Now, the steelies mean yes, and the clear marbles, or cat's eyes, mean no. And the marbles will be weighed and not counted, which will save time. However, besides the issues, there will also be a vote to determine which party will control the government for the next 3 years. Now that's where the ice creams, the solid marbles with stripes, come in. Okay, you'll put your ice cream in the bucket for the party of your choice, the reds or the grays. And this is why I was saying the color of the marble doesn't matter. It's just 2 slots, one for red and one for gray. So you don't have to have a red marble to vote red or a gray marble to vote gray. And those marbles will all be counted. Okay. I do wonder where they're getting all these marbles. I haven't seen a significant quantity of marbles since I was maybe 8. I won a bunch of them shooting marbles in elementary school. I remember having my hands and pockets full of marbles. I asked my dad what I was supposed to do with them after I won them. He said I should put them in a bag. I did. And after a while, I forgot all about them. Is that where all these marbles are coming from? Like, bags and bags of them that kids won, and then bagged them up and then forgot about them? I really don't know what else it could be. What store would you have gone to buy marbles? Anyway, that's the election. Make your vote count. Make your voice heard. And I'll make my voice heard by you via a recording next week. Until then, don't believe a word you hear from anyone, whether they're speaking to you or speaking from inside of you. And do take care of yourself.